Okay, anyway, we'll get started. We can begin with the standard operating procedure to ensure that we have fellowship with God by means of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在要开始我们的这个反弹，也我们要对天父认罪，来让我们跟圣灵重新能够圣灵充满。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间来了解学习你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the concepts which come from your word, that we can understand them and make them a part of our spiritual life.
那也请求天父能够帮助我们能够专注于你的话语所要提供我们的所有的概念，然后对我们的属灵生活有所长进。
We know that through your word, through the application of your word, we can be sanctified, which means we can be cleansed, which makes us even more righteous in your eyes.
那我们也经由你的话语的学习，让我们能够实用，而因此让我们能够分别为圣。
We know that through these things, we could glorify you in our lives.
那经由这些的操练，我们能够更荣耀你。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
What I'll do, I need to review a little bit from the subject that we had last week about the positional sanctification.
我们今天呢要大概重新的温习一下上礼拜二在讲的课程，那尤其是对于分别为圣的这个课题。
Yeah, and this is the most important baptism of all, because the positional sanctification occurs at the time we're baptized into Jesus Christ.
因为呢，我们最主要谈的呢是跟这个我们用的是一般的翻译是叫做受洗，但其实在这边呢，其实要把它称之为归入好的这个概念。
Yeah, so what we need to talk about is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is one of the 40 absolutes, or one of the 40 things you get when you believe in Jesus Christ.
今天我们要特别来讲一下啊，受圣灵的洗，就是我们在当我们成为基督徒的会获得的40个礼物中的一个很重要的礼物，就是可以受圣灵的洗礼。
And it's very important that we understand the meaning of the word baptizo, this is the verb form, because this is the word they translate as baptism. Or they don't actually translate, they actually just, we say transliterate, which means they take the sound of the Greek word, and instead of translating it, they transliterate it.
那这个字呢，这个baptizo, 就是我们平常用的受洗的这个字，它其实是从希腊文原来的这个字的声音把它转成英文字的。
Every time you read a English Bible, they would say, if it's a verb, they say that somebody was baptized, for example, or as a noun, they would say baptism.
我们平常英文用的这个字 baptized, 就是受洗，被受洗，这是一个等于是动词。然后或者名词的话是 baptism。
Now, see, just then, when you translate it, and for example, you say, 被受洗, right? Mm-hmm. And you're taking that meaning from what you think the word baptize means. But baptize does not mean 被受洗.
这个字就是被受洗, baptized. 这个字呢，我们如果看到中文的翻译，会以为你就是洗礼，被做了这个受洗的洗礼的动作，但其实这个字真正的原意跟洗没有关系。
Yeah, and it's a big problem for even people that read the English, because the most common of all the uses of the word baptize in the Christian church is when somebody is put into water when they believe in Jesus Christ. Everybody thinks the word baptize means that you're put into water and then you come out as the ceremony.
但是即使是用英语这个字呢，也会给人一些错误的印象。为什么呢？因为大部分的教会会用到这个字的时候，都是 当他们的信徒接受洗礼，就是受进到这个水池里的这个行为的时候啊，才用到这个字，所以大家就以为这个字就等于进到水里去洗礼。
It's become part of the Christian culture almost that it's expected that when you join up with the church, like when you become a believer in Jesus Christ and you join up with the church, that you have this baptism ceremony where you're taken down to a river, or in the church they have this bathtub thing and you're put in the water and you're baptized.
但而且这个字呢，就因为这种习惯或者仪式的很重大的仪式的缘故呢，所有的人都把它当作是一个基督教的一个文化，就是你要进到不管是在一个水池里，或者是到河里、到海里，经过水的这个洗礼，好的这个动作的这个仪式，你才觉得这个叫做 baptized。
Yeah, and so the problem is now when people do see in the Bible.Whenever you had the Greek word baptizo or baptized, for example, they transliterate. Is this going to come up? Okay. See, to transliterate means you take the words, transliterate. It means you take the sounds, and rather than give a translation, you bring those sounds across into your language.
所以其实呢，这个字呢，它 baptized 的这个字呢，它不是一个翻译来的字，而是一个音译而来的一个字。但是我们却因为加上了其他的文化的习惯，让我们误以为这个字是跟洗有关。
See, if it's somebody's name, for example, like, you know, you have John and James and all these people, Jesus, for example, you transliterate the name. So you take the closest sound that you can and you bring it into your language.
对，这种音译的这个在语言的这个转换上面是经常使用的。好，很多时候我们会把个约翰这个音其实是从他那个字原来的声音直接翻过来的。
And that's okay if you're talking about names or countries, places, things like that.
所以我们经常在这些国家的名字或地名上面都会用这种音译的形式。
But when you have a word which is like a noun or sort of a concrete noun for a concept or something, usually you translate it and you find the closest translation and that's what you use. So if it's not a name, if it's not someone's name, and when you talk about tables and chairs and things, objects,and even activities, verbs, then these are translated. We don't transliterate.
对，就是一般不是地名、国名哈的时候，或者人名的时候，我们其实一般都是用翻译，就是真正的翻译，就是把比如说一个桌子哈，你知道它指的这个英文是 table， 你中文是桌子，你就把它翻译过来了。
And that's why it's important when you study about the baptisms, and there's seven baptisms or seven different types of baptisms in scripture, you should really bring across the meaning of the word, not the transliteration. So that the meaning of this word baptizo, it has a meaning of its own. And so it should be translated, not transliterated.
所以呢，但是我们在碰到这个 baptism 或者是 baptized 这个字的时候呢，当时却把它变成了是一个音译的时候，就它就其实出了问题。我们其实要好好的把它的翻译，它的真正的概念翻译出来，才是我们现在应该要做的。否则的话，我们就会误解。
The word baptizo as a verb or even baptisma as a noun.
Wait a second, this is Latin.
This is Greek.
This is
Greek. So this is how it appears in the Greek New Testament.
And baptizo is...
Baptizo, that's a verb.
It's also Greek.
Yes.
Baptizo.
And then you'd have the word baptisma. See, that's the noun.
好，就是在希腊文里面，好，这个这几个字呢，就是 baptizo, bapti.
So this, and actually, it's
这些字都是希腊文，它是它的动词、它的名词等等的。
Yeah. See, the English and the Greek letters follow very close. So you can even see the B there. That's actually a beta in the Greek. And the alpha is an A. This is a bit different from the P. That's pi. You're used to seeing pi in mathematics. And the tau looks like a T. And you have the iota like an I. So it's very close, very similar to the Greek.
其实从英文的这个字母啊，跟希腊文它是直接，其实是可以直接对照的去看出它每一个字母，希腊文跟英文是什么代表什么。
And look at the etymology. Etymology means like the beginnings of words or where words stem from. We have this word bapto, b-a, so that's a pi, bapto, and that's an omega. And bapto is like it's the root word from this. It's and bapto means to dip. Okay, so this is the very basic meaning.
好，那这个字呢，在希腊文呢 ，baptizo 的它的字根呢是叫 bapto， 也是希腊字。那个字翻译成英文的意思是去沾。
Okay, but when you have a look at the meanings of word bapto and its uses, we've done studies about this in the old Greek texts, not just from the Bible, but from other books in ancient Greek times. And you see this word bapto or baptisma always means that when something is put into something and it's changed, there's a change happening. So it emphasizes a change.
好，这个字呢，其实在就是它的字根哈，或者是它后来用的那个 baptism 哈，这些字呢，它其实都有一个意义，就是说把一个东西放进另外一个东西之后，它去沾到了，然后有了它整个本质性的改变，所以它的重点应该是放在它的改变，而不是在那个沾了什么东西。
And I've posted out the doctrine of the seven baptisms. You really need to read that if you haven't, because that gives some examples of how this word is used in the old Greek books and old Greek writings.
所以要从这个希腊文的那种很古代希腊文他们的用法里面，才真的能够理解这个字它的真实的概念。
Yeah. And see, the problem with thinking that baptisma or the baptism means to be put in water is that there's seven baptisms in scripture in the Bible and only three of them mention water and the word is mentioned, but there's no water.
而这个 baptizo 这个字呢就是我们现在在讲受洗它其实是把我们放入什么的这个概念里面其实在圣经里面提到有七种的洗礼其实这七种里面只有三种是跟水有关所以它其实不能够用大家想到的洗礼就一定要跟水想到一起去、
yep. And that's why when we look at the real meaning of baptisma the Greek word baptisma when you look at old Greek books not just talking about the Bible but the Bible gives us references as well、mm. we see the best meaning of the word baptizo means to identify
那如果我们呢不是光看圣经我们先去从希腊古文里面去研究这个 baptism 这个字呢它其实真正的意义更相近的意义是 identify 就是认定或归入这个概念
Just to go through those seven baptisms very briefly、
okay. 我们先很快的把这所圣经里讲的七种洗礼再来复习一遍
Okay, and the first one, and we use the word baptism because that's how it's mentioned in the scripture, they use baptism. So I'll talk about the baptism of Moses, and this is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 2. And
yeah. 第一种呢是摩西的洗礼，或者说归入摩西。哥林多前书的十章二节。
Yeah, and actually when we say baptism of Moses,Really what was happening was you had the Jews at the Red Sea, there's about 2 million people there, and they were identified with Moses. See, Moses wasn't doing the baptism, he wasn't doing the identifying. But God said, Moses is a great believer, and Moses should cross the Red Sea. These people don't deserve to cross the Red Sea, but I'll put them into union with Moses. That's what he's saying, I identify them with Moses.
这个概念呢其实是非常特别的一个概念就是说当摩西带着200万的犹太人要跨越红海的时候其实只有摩西是被我们的上帝就耶和华认定说是有资格跨越红海的但是呢因为摩西带领了这200万人所以这200万人因着摩西因着归入摩西与摩西合一为一体所以他们才有这样子的一个权利就是可以跨越红海所以就等于是经由摩西而被认定可以所以他就被归入摩西的那个概念说他们都得到了一个洗礼得到一个认定
yeah, so...If it wasn't for Moses, those people would have been left on the other side of the river and they all would have died.
因为如果没有摩西的话这些人都会留在红海的另外一边所以他们都将会死掉。
Yeah, and so those people, it's like they were identified with or put into union, became one with Moses.
所以他们等于是被认定归入跟摩西一起，被当作是摩西与摩西一体。
Okay, and another baptism that you have is the baptism of, we call it the baptism of the cross, where Jesus Christ is...
第二种是我们称之为与应该说归入十架的洗礼。
Yeah, so Jesus, he's actually identified with our sins. He becomes one with our sins.
因为呢耶稣基督呢他与我们所有人的罪合一，他承接所有人类的罪，那这其实是重点是在耶稣承受人类的罪的这一个认定。
And actually, we call these legal imputations because, for example, like when the people were identified with Moses, God did that sort of like as a legal point of view. God, as the judge in heaven, he said, as part of my plan.I need these people to become the new people of Israel. They don't deserve to cross the river. So the only way I can get them across the river is to put them in union with Moses. This is like a decision coming from the judge. See, the judge has said, okay, I allow this to happen. All of these, but both of these are legal imputations.
这两个哈，不管是第一个归入摩西或归入十架，它其实呢都不是因为这些人他有这样的真正有那么好被可以被这样子看待，而是因为作为上帝耶和华他的一个审判法官的角色，他以一个法定的认定，他愿意让这些人归入摩西或归入十架。
Okay, and it says for example in Mark 10:38,See, Jesus' disciples are saying, you know, we'll follow you everywhere you go. And I think they were saying we can be crucified with you. Just read from here. It says, can you drink of the cup that I drink of? Now, the cup means the cup of judgment.
耶稣呢对大家说呢，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？这个所谓这个杯就是审判的杯。
Yeah, meaning the sins of the world. He's going to drink of the sins of the world. Really means he's going to be imputed with the sins.
所以呢，代表的是什么呢？是耶稣要喝所有人类的罪的那个杯。你们能喝吗？
And then he says, he's talking to the disciples here, can you be baptized with the baptism that I will be baptized with? He uses that word baptized comes up three times in this verse.
然后在这个后面他讲说呢，你们能够我所受的洗你们能受吗？他讲了三次这个受这个洗。
He's talking about the cross. He's going to have all of the sins of the world put upon him. He's going to be identified with the sins of the world.
而这个所谓的这个受的这个洗，他其实在讲的就是这个人类的罪，因为所有的罪他都要把它承担了，这个整个世界的罪他都要承担了。
And I have to emphasize again, and this is Mark 10:38 and also Matthew 20:22, the word baptism is used, but there's no water.
而在马太福音，不只是马可福音十章三十八节，还有马太福音的二十章二十二节，都提到了这个所承受的这个人的罪，但是他这个所谓的受的洗，用这个字却没有任何水。
Now here we see the problem because in the English Bibles, they don't give the meaning of the word baptism, they transliterate it. So you just see the word baptize in English, but they should use the word identify. See, Jesus is identified or he's made one with the sins.
所以我们常常就是会误会以为他用了 baptized 这个字都是跟水洗有关，但其实呢，这边应该不应该再用这个字音的翻译法，音译的法，而应该要把它的真正 baptize 这个字，它代表归入的这个字义，好，把它用在这边的话，我们比较不会误会。
And also, when you get over to Romans chapter 6, we see that we're baptized, again, it uses the word baptized, and the word should be identified. We're baptized into the death and the burial.The death on the cross, which means we're identified with Jesus. We're one with Jesus when Jesus is on the cross, and when Jesus was buried, and when Jesus came up to new life, when he was resurrected. We are part of that process. We were there almost.
So that's about the second one?
It's all a part of that second one, yeah.
然后这个所谓的归入十架或者是受十架的洗，这个其实他所讲的这个概念是一个完整的，从耶稣被钉上十字架承受人类的罪，然后他去世死掉了，然后他被埋葬了，然后三天后他复活了，这整个一个过程全部都等于是第二个十架的洗礼，归入十架的概念全部都要算在一起的。所以我们当我们要承受这样子的一个洗礼的时候，这个过程我们全部都要经历过。
And you see that this is Romans chapter 6 verses 3 and 5.
这是罗马书的六章三到五节。
I'll read it in the English first and then you can read it in the Chinese. It says, now this is reading from the notes that I sent to you. This is on the seven baptisms, the doctrine of the seven baptisms.
这个资料呢听友发给大家在大家的那个微信或者是 LINE 里面。
Okay, and in Romans 6:3-5, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized, and then we have there in the brackets here, identified or placed in union with Christ, into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
好，说岂不知我们这个受洗归入基督耶稣，也就是与基督归为一体的，是人的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
所以因为是归入他的死，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
Now, notice in these two sentences, we've had the word baptize. This is the Greek word baptize, twice as a verb and once as a noun. So that's three times, really.
字里面用的 baptize 的有用了两次动词跟一次名词。
And just to make it easier for your understanding, when you see the word baptize, or like 受洗礼 or 洗礼, you should be thinking of the word identified or made as one, put in union with.
所以我们以后一再看到洗礼这个字的时候，我们就要想到的是说，它其实是一个与什么合为一体的那个概念，也就是归入的概念。那我们看到那个字就想到是归入的话，那就不会有误解。
And this is a very important concept concerning our eternal life and our eternal security, because as Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead, we're in Jesus Christ, so we too will be raised up from the dead.
所以这个概念呢，它重要是在什么呢？是因为当我们跟耶稣基督合为一体，而耶稣基督最后他是升天，好，他，那我们其实也就跟着他一起升天。
Remember, it's not from our own power that we can be made into newness of life or that we can have this eternal life. It's not from the power of your good works or your religion. It's from the power of God, which you have in Jesus.
所以我们得到，我们相信耶稣基督得永生，这件概念其实不是因为我们够好，或我们做了什么，让我们可以永生，是因为我们归入了基督的一体。所以当他能够升天永生的时候，我们就同样的得到升天跟永生的这样的一个优待。
And Paul finishes off in verse 5, for if we have been joined together in the likeness of his death, and this is in the Greek, it's a first class conditional sentence. If Paul says, if we have been joined together, and it means it's true, first class conditional sentence.
好，所以呢，在这里呢，他写说，那个保罗说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
See this, we got ruah in the Greek. It comes out very clearly that you can only see it in the Greek grammar, but there's different kinds of uses of the word if, like if this, if that.
But、因为这个地方呢用了一个若，这个若呢在希腊文里面的那个 if 的概念呢是非常重要的，因为它有几种不一样的这个若。
See, sometimes when you see the word if, it's like, well, if this happens, then maybe that will happen.
第一种若呢是如果这个发生了，那个才会发生。
Now remember, Paul is talking to believers here.
而保罗呢是在谈的是我们这些信徒。
And he says, if we have been joined together, and he's saying, and we have. So you could almost put in brackets afterwards, if we are together in his death, and you are, that's a statement of fact, then you will be resurrected from the dead.
所以他在这边讲的这个若就是有一个前提是，如果我们跟耶稣成为一体了，然后接着才会有我们可以复活的这个概念。
See, like, when we look at 1 John 1:9, it says, if you name your sins. Now, this is not a first-class conditional sentence. That's a third-class conditional sentence.
我们刚刚现在讲的都是所谓第一级的这个假设句。但是呢，我们这个约翰一书一章九节说，如果你向天父认罪，这是第三级的假设句。
Yes, in the third class conditional sentence, you have, it's actually the word if is a different if, it's an, we say an. And then the verb is in the subjunctive mood, and subjunctive means maybe it will happen, maybe it won't.
哦，这个第三级，就是这种第三级的假设句的意思就是说，有的时候会这样，有的时候会那样。
Yeah, but here again, this is first class conditional sentence. So the word if is a, which is epsilon iota, and the verb is what we call in the indicative, which means it's a fact.
好，所以呢，这个第一，我们如果回到这边讲的，就是如果你与耶稣基督一体的话呢，你就会跟着他一起复活。这个用的是第一级的假设句，也就是说，如果你与他一体了，你就必然百分之百的会与他一起复活。
So what Paul is saying is, this is a fact. You are joined together in the likeness of his death. You died with Christ.
所以呢，前面就讲了，那个保罗就讲说，你与耶稣一体，你跟他一起死，那后面一起复活，是都是完全是第一级的假设句。
And then he says, you shall also be like Christ in the resurrection. So just as Christ was raised from the dead, you will be too.
好，所以呢，当你跟着耶稣一起死了，你也必然会跟着耶稣一起复活。
And there's another verse relating to this as well in Colossians 2:12.
然后还有另外一个很重要的句子，我们可以参看哥罗西书二章十二节。
Okay, see, buried with him in baptism. Here is the word identified. So you were buried with him by means of identification.
好，如果你们既归入与他一同埋葬，我们把那个受洗都改成用归入来说的话，就是你们既归入与他一同的埋葬。
In whom you were also raised through the faith of the working God raising him from the dead.
好，也就在这种礼上，就是洗礼上呢，因信那使他从死人中复活的神，作为跟他一同复活。
Okay, and that final statement here, being our sin bearer, see, he took the punishment for our sins, Christ was immersed, we say imputed with our sins, and judged for our sins, therefore paying the penalty for our sin and guilt. And we had the analogy of the cup, so he drank the cup of our suffering for us.
作为我们罪的承担者，基督被置于我们的罪中，或者说被归于我们的罪。并为我们的罪受审判，借此为我们的罪和过犯付清了代价。他喝了那个杯，受了本来我们所要受的磨难，皆是为了我们。
Now, Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, this is the most important event in human history.
耶稣基督上十字架这件事件，其实是在人类所有历史中最重要的一件事。
As far as humanity goes, that we would not be saved if the event of the cross didn't happen.
如果对于一个人类，全人类来讲，如果耶稣基督没有上十字架，我们是完全没有办法得救的。
And so for our sakes, you know, we can look at the cross and say that is the most important event in human history.
所以从我们的人类的角度来看，这是整个历史上最重要的一个事件。
And we see how the word baptism or to be identified is used in relation to the cross.
所以呢，这个洗礼这个字呢，其实就是变成了是跟我们与这个十架之间关系很重要的一个字。
And again, notice how there's no water involved in this. Anytime in these verses that we've been talking about just now, regarding the baptism of the cross and our baptism into Jesus and his death and things, there's no water.
所以呢，这个归入，这个洗礼啊，我们就把它翻成归入十架，好，或归入耶稣基督，这个整个概念里面是完全没有水在里面的。
And another baptism, which is also related to the baptism we just talked about, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or that we say the identification of the Holy Spirit.
第三个很重要的洗礼的概念呢，就是圣灵的洗礼，也就是归入圣灵。
And just to read again through the document that we have, so the baptism of the Holy Spirit takes place for every believer at the moment of faith in Christ.
好，那我们来读一下，就是说圣灵的洗礼呢，就是当每一个信徒相信基督所发生时的那个洗礼。
And this is one of your 40 things that God gives you. So as an absolute, that means he can never take it away from you.
而这也就是在这个事情发生的时候呢，我们相信耶稣基督那一刻呢，我们会有40个礼物中的一个，而这个是一个绝对的一个礼物，也就是说他给了你就不能收回的礼物。
Now remember of the 40 things, and actually there could be more, it depends how you categorize them, but we say 40. Of the 40 things that God gives you at salvation, 39 of those things He gives you one time and only one time, because that's it, once you get it, it's yours forever.
这40个礼物呢，就是在我们得到救恩时的那40个礼物呢，其实有39个都是他只给出去就收不回来的，只有一个是不一样的。
See, there's only one thing which you can lose, and that's the filling of the Holy Spirit, which you lose when you sin.
而这个最后一个会，我们时常会可能失去，是当我们犯罪的时候，我们就会失去圣灵充满。所以这个圣灵充满的这个第四十件礼物，它是随着我们的状况在改变的。
If you sin, you lose the filling of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you go out of that bottom circle.
这个就是当我们每一次犯罪，我们就失去了圣灵充满，我们就跑到了那个有罪的状态中。
Remember the chart, you've got the cross and you've got the top and the bottom circle. So the bottom circle represents your fellowship with God. And if you sin, you come out of the circle, then you rebound, you come back in the circle.
好，在我们之前有一张图，就是十字架在左边，然后上面有个圆圈，是实心的圆，它就代表了那39个你永远都会得得到， 一得到就永远不会失去的礼物。那下面有一个圆呢，就是所谓的圣灵充满，它是虚线的圆。那这个虚线的圆呢，是你当你圣灵充满的时候，你就是有这个缘，但是当你犯罪的时候，你就掉出去了，就掉到旁边的一个黑色的一个圈圈里面，那就是你在罪里面。但只要你愿意反弹去跟神认罪的时候，你就回到了这个圣灵充满的状态。
Yeah, so depending on how many times on a day you sin and how many times you name your sins to God, you can go in and out. That can happen many, many times in a day.
而这个状态呢，就是我们每一天呢，都可能会来来去去的。当我们犯罪，哦，你又发现自己犯罪，就马上跟神认罪，然后你就回到圣灵充满。所以你来来去去，一天可以好几次圣灵充满，然后失去圣灵充满，又认罪之后又回到圣灵充满，这个是随时在一天内我们都可以一直让它发生的。
But remember, God is always faithful. So no matter how many times you name your sins, He will always put you back in fellowship.
所以我们的神是如此的信实，他绝对只要我们愿意跟他认错的时候，你就回到了圣灵充满。
He will never say that's enough. You've sinned too many times today. I'm not going to listen to your rebound this time.
而神不会跟我们讲说，哦，你今天已经用了太多次这个反弹了，这一次不让你反弹了，他不会这样讲。
Okay, but as far as those other assets, the 39 assets, he gives them to you one time and that's it, because that's all you need.
好，然后其他的那39个那个财产他给了你，就不会再收回了。
Okay, and so here's the verses for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So you got 1 Corinthians 12, 13, Galatians 3, 26, 28, Colossians 1, 18, Colossians 2, 12.
这一句有关我们的圣灵洗礼的这个经句里面有哥林多前书、加拉太书，还有哥罗西书啊，这些都资料，大家都可以再去读。
Okay, and you can look through those verses yourself. But if you see the word like 洗礼 or baptism, think in your mind identification. This means put into union with Jesus Christ, and then those verses will make sense.
好，所以呢，我们在读这些经句的时候，只要想到一看到这个洗礼的字，你心里面就想。清楚说这是归入，然后与耶稣或者是与圣灵或者是与什么合为一体。
Now that's all the time that we have for the session, and I think and now you can probably get a better understanding of this word baptism and its uses.
好，所以呢，从这个我们今天再就把这个所谓洗礼的概念再确认的跟大家讲清楚。那希望将来以后大家都要记得。
Okay, we didn't go through all of the types, but you can look at the document and then you can see what the other types are referring to.
好，虽然我们没有把七个洗礼都讲完，但是大家已经有了概念，所以你们可以自己再去读这个七个洗礼的内容。
Okay, let's take a 10-minute break.
我们来休息十分钟。